This is Chairman Del Dio, Dick Cheney, an attorney letter to Bill Byers, attorney at law, address on file. Dear Mr. Byers, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Craig Pitts, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is Craig, C-R-A-I-G, last name P-I-T-T-S. September 24th, 2024, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the client, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 77-year-old male who was involved in an automobile accident on or about August 23, 2023, period. The patient was a passenger in the front of a pickup truck with his seatbelt on, period. He denied loss of consciousness, but he sustained injury when his vehicle was damaged on the left side of the truck, period. A vehicle going the other direction crossed the double yellow, period. No airbags deployed, period. The vehicle was totaled and not drivable, period. He had immediate pain in his left shoulder, period. Despite treatment present day, he is still having problems with his left shoulder, period. New paragraph. His left shoulder pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. He was told that he had a torn rotator cuff. He was treated with medication, physical therapy, and injections, period. He was advised that surgery was not possible at that time, or at least not advisable at this time, due to his cardiac condition, period. The pain is described as constant, period. It is worse with arm movement, period. It is a stabbing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 4 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. The pain is non-radiating, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was that a couple days after the accident, he was seen by his family doctor at Hendricks Regional Health, period. He was seen a couple times, period. The first time he had x-rays at Hendricks County, and the second time he was referred to physical therapy at Hendricks Regional, period. He had physical therapy for approximately 6 weeks, period. He was referred to Dr. Ritter, an orthopedic surgeon at Hendricks Regional, period. He was given injections and an MRI was ordered, period. More physical therapy was given, and surgery was advised but deferred due to his poor cardiac condition, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. He has problems driving over 30 minutes, comma, lifting over 10 pounds, comma, sleeping, comma, dressing himself occasionally is difficult, comma, hunting, comma, lifting great grandchildren, period. New paragraph. Medications include metformin, comma, a statin, comma, heart medicines, including a blood thinner, comma, and furosemide, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for diabetes, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, a heart condition, comma. And lung problems, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medicines as well as exercises, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history is positive for 7 cardiac stents, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured his left shoulder in the past, period. The patient was rear-ended in an automobile accident approximately 8 years ago without any permanency, period. The patient has not had work injuries, period. New paragraph. Occupation. The patient is retired for Lilly and quality control, period. No work was missed, period. New paragraph. Upon review of medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent studies. office visit, Hendricks Adult Med Center, August 28th, 2023. MVA on August 23rd, 2023. Aches all over. Did not go to the ER. Treated on scene, period. Assessment was one, motor vehicle accident. They ordered x-rays of the left shoulder. Number two, left anterior shoulder pain. They ordered x-rays of the left shoulder, period. I did review photographs of the damage to the vehicle, period. X-rays, August 28th, 2023. In Danville, x-rays of the left shoulder were negative, period. Office visit, Hendricks Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, February 27th, 2024. Patient is being seen for evaluation of left shoulder, period. X-rays obtained on August 28th, 2023, period. Involved in MVA, period. Decreased range of motion, period. Can't lay on left side, comma. Can be difficult to reach, comma, lift, period. On objective findings, there was tenderness to palpation at the rotator cuff insertion and subacromial bursa, period. Positive NEERS, N-E-E-R, apostrophe S, and Hawkins impingement test, period. Hawkins, H-A-W-K-I-N-S. Abduction was 180 degrees, adduction 45 degrees, comma, flexion 180 degrees from side, extension 45 degrees, period. Internal rotation 55 degrees, comma, and external rotation 45 degrees, period. Assessment, rotator cuff syndrome of the left shoulder. Number two, tendonitis of the left rotator cuff. Three, bursitis of the left shoulder. Four, shoulder impingement syndrome left. End of report. MRI of the left shoulder, March 7th, 2024. One, tear of the superior labrum. Two, tendonitis. Three, tears of both the anterior and posterior labrum. Four, joint infusion, period. Office visit, Hendricks Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, March 19th, 2024. Assessment one, disorder of the bursa of the left shoulder. Two, superior labrum, anterior, posterior, slap, tear of the left shoulder. Three, adhesive capsulitis of the left shoulder. We discussed the natural history of rotator cuff tendonitis and strains, period. Risk for developing stiffness and specifically a frozen shoulder, period. I recommended non-surgical treatment, including a subacromial injection here today, along with a formal physical therapy, period. He would like to avoid surgery if possible, as he does have comorbidities, including previous stenting, period. Avon physical therapy note, April 4th, 2024. There was tenderness present in the anterior shoulder globally, period. Clinical impression, patient presents with signs and symptoms consistent with left shoulder pain, period. The traumatic nature of his injury may result in increased time required for rehabilitation, period. New paragraph. On physical examination today by me, Dr. Mandel, the patient was presenting with an abnormal gait using a cane from an old injury with a limp, period. ENT examination was negative, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Examination of the cervical area was unremarkable with normal thyroid. Examination of the thoracic area was unremarkable, period. Auscultation of the heart, regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs, clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Lumbar examination, unremarkable, period. Examination of the right shoulder was normal, period. Examination of the left shoulder was abnormal, period. There was diminished range of motion with extension diminished by 8 degrees, comma, flexion, 38 degrees, comma, abduction, ABD, diminished by 34 degrees, comma, adduction, ADD, diminished by 6 degrees, comma, external rotation diminished by 18 degrees, period. There was diminished strength of the left shoulder, period. There was crepitance of the left shoulder, period. There was heat and tenderness on palpation of the left shoulder, period. Examination of the lower extremities was unremarkable, period. Neurological examination revealed reflexes normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. Sensation was unremarkable, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records and performing an IME, I have found that all of this treatment as outlined above and for which he has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of August 23rd, 2023 were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are left shoulder trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, tendinitis, comma, bursitis, comma, shoulder impingement syndrome, comma, rotator cuff syndrome, comma, and tear of the anterior and posterior labrum, comma, joint effusion, comma, and adhesive capsulitis, period. The above diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile accident of August 23rd, 2023, period. New paragraph. At this time, I would like to state that his injuries are permanent in nature, involving the left shoulder, period. By permanent, I mean that the patient will have continued pain and diminished range of motion of his left shoulder for the entire remainder of his life, period. As the patient ages, he will be much more susceptible to more arthritis in his left shoulder region as a result of this automobile accident, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. Ongoing over-the-counter medications will cost $100 a month for the remainder of his life, period. Some injections in his shoulder will cost $2,500, period. A TENS unit will cost $500, period. Should his cardiac condition improve and become stable, surgical correction is advised in his left shoulder, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks for acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. Informed consent was obtained to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.